Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 21. The Dark Forest. News of the deduction of 250 points did not go well with the Gryffindors the following day. The initial feelings of shock and disbelief at seeing the virtually empty hourglasses had given way to anger and resentment pretty quickly. Even Hermione had a few choice words for her friends on Monday before class. "Idiots," groaned Hermione the following morning at breakfast. "How in the name of Merlin could you forget to put your cloak back on before leaving the tower? Karen, even with your relative dearth of common sense, you're way too damn smart for something like this to happen. And with just a precious few weeks to go before we take our exams, there's no way we're going to be anything but a distant fourth in the House Cup, barring a miracle. Do you know how badly you two screwed us over?"
"It could have happened to anyone, Hermione," Kellen replied. "Look, I'm sure you're angry and frustrated and you feel that down, but why don't you put yourself in my shoes for a minute and take a guess at how I feel? Pretty bloody rotten, wouldn't you think?"
"I'm sure you feel terrible, but you really, really let me down, Kellen," Hermione said softly. "You too, Harry. I'm still honored to have you as my friends, but next time, think. You're better than this, a lot better." She offered them a faint smile. "Next time, I'll be accompanying you. It'll save you a lot of trouble."
Both Kellen and Harry nodded in unison. Even Neville shook his head in disappointment.
"I'm sorry, guys, but it was for your own good. I know we lost a boatload of points, but I had to do it. I just had to."
Kellen had gone from hero to goat in just one night. The popular seeker, the courageous boy who had saved the lives of two Slytherin witches in one term, and had helped partially thaw the icy relations between Gryffindor and Slytherin, was practically ostracized. Even the normally patient Oliver was very short with him during team practices, and most of his teammates didn't even acknowledge him at all. At least it gave Kellen and Harry plenty of time to study in peace as the end-of-year exams crept closer and closer. The two of them had their own table in the library one day, and were going over potions and history of magic when they saw Professor Quirrell carry a bunch of books that appeared to have come from the restricted section, but he seemed to be arguing with himself.
"Not again, please."
Then there was a muffled voice, but neither Kellen nor Harry could tell where it came from. Whatever it was, it sure seemed to make Quirrell uneasy.
"Oh, very well," sniffed Quirrell, as he stormed off rather awkwardly.
Harry looked at Kellen.
"What do you think that was all about?"
"I'm not rightly sure," Kellen whispered back. "I couldn't see who was talking to Professor Quirrell, nor could I make out what he was saying, but whatever it was, it seemed to really bother him."
Harry nodded.
"I heard Quirrell and Snape arguing in the restricted section during Christmas break. It sounded like Snape wanted to know if Quirrell had any information on Fluffy, but Quirrell didn't tell Snape anything of use. Snape seemed to intimidate Quirrell pretty badly."
"Why would he tell Quirrell of all people who would have any information on Fluffy? He's almost as big a pushover as Neville is. No disrespect intended," Kellen asked.
"I wish I knew, Kellen," Harry replied softly.
Finally, one morning in late April, a full month after the incident at the top of the astronomy tower, Imogen and Hedwig delivered Harry and Kellen their notes concerning detention. Harry opened his first.
"Mr. Potter, your detention will take place at 11 o'clock tonight. Meet Mr. Filch in the entrance hall for further instructions. Professor M. McGonagall."
Kellen got the exact same note. That evening, Kellen and Harry met Mr. Filch at the entrance hall as instructed. Filch motioned to the boys with his head.
"Come on, follow me."
He led them outside, humming some strange dark tune and chuckling to the boys.
"You'll think twice now before breaking more school rules. Professor McGonagall mentioned something about considering suspending you two for the rest of the term and having you repeat your first year all over again. I wish you'd followed through on that."
Kellen and Harry shuddered at the thought. They followed Filch outside and toward the Forbidden Forest when a shout interrupted them.
"All right, Filch. We'll take it over from here, thank you."
The boys couldn't have been more grateful to hear Hagrid's voice. Mr. Filch looked at the boys.
"You'll be following Hagrid in there. Good luck,"
he cackled ominously as he motioned to the dark forest. Both Kellen and Harry felt their hearts sink into their stomachs at the prospect of serving their detention in the dark forest, a place that Dumbledore had explicitly warned them about during the start of term feast. Hagrid greeted the boys.
"I'm sorry about all the trouble you two got into trying to help me out with Norbert," he said sadly. I think old McGonagall may have gone a bit too far with the punishments, but that's her call to make, unfortunately.
It killed her to hand us down the punishments, I could tell, replied Kellen. We really let her down. She thought very highly of us. Hagrid grinned.
She still does, Kellen. It's not safe wandering out here at night, you know. She's worried about your safety more than anything. Speaking of, we'll need to stick close tonight. It's going to be just the three of us and Fang.
He led them to the edge of the forest.
All right, you two. Let's get moving.
He held his lamp high as he led Fang and the boys into the woods.
Ah, see that there? That little puddle shining on the ground. That's unicorn's blood. Someone evil's lurking here for sure, Hagrid muttered. There's been some attacks on unicorns lately. Can't rightly explain.
So, what do you need for us to do? Kellen asked innocently.
Kellen, you and Fang go that way. Harry and I will keep going this way. There's likely a hurt unicorn somewhere in these woods. If anyone here spots one, send a signal. Green sparks will do. And if you're lost or in trouble, red sparks will be the signal. Sound like a plan?
Works for me, replied Kellen. Come on, Fang, let's try and find that unicorn.
He took out his elderberry wand.
Lumos, he said quietly,
creating a makeshift lantern with his wand as he followed the path to his right. Hagrid and Harry kept on their path and saw occasional puddles of unicorn blood, but didn't find any unicorns. However, they did come across a pair of strange hoofed creatures, centaurs.
Hello, Hagrid, one of the centaurs bellowed. Mars is certainly bright tonight.
Good evening, Ronan and Bane, replied Hagrid. I suppose it is.
Is this the Potter boy we've heard about? Bane, the other centaur, asked. He looks so much smaller than I would have imagined.
He is, replied Hagrid. He's a wee lad, but he's full of surprises. Oh, have either you seen a fallen unicorn lately? There's unicorn blood scattered around the dark forest, but I haven't seen a unicorn yet.
Are there any other children with you, Hagrid? Asked Ronan.
There's another boy, Kellen Grimseth. He's not far. He's also helping me search for a herd of recently deceased unicorn, replied Hagrid. He's with my loyal companion, Fang.
It's very, very dangerous for a mere boy to be out by himself, Hagrid, said Bane. The sooner he rejoins you, and the sooner you all leave the forest, the better. Particularly as of late.
Kellen's not just any mere boy, he's an exceptional wizard, Harry said. He's capable of spells many upperclassmen struggle with.
He may be gifted, Harry Potter, but he's still inexperienced and not familiar with what goes on in the dark forest, Ronan replied glumly.
Meanwhile, Kellen and Fang followed the drops and small pools of the shiny, silvery unicorn blood until they found the source. A freshly slain unicorn lay just off the path. It must have been so majestic when it was alive, Kellen thought. He immediately set up some green sparks to let Hagrid and Harry know that he had found the source of the blood. However, the first to arrive on the scene was not someone he had expected to see. A dark flash had darted past Kellen and Fang, and a cloaked figure hunched over the unicorn's corpse to drink its blood. Just a moment later, another hoofed being, another centaur, arrived to drive the cloaked figure away from the dead unicorn. The centaur was different than Bane or Ronan, somewhat younger looking as well.
Young man, what are you doing in the dark forest by yourself? It's extraordinarily dangerous this time of night.
I'm Kellen Grimseth, a student from Hogwarts. I'm serving detention with Hagrid and another student named Harry Potter. I'm helping them investigate the source of this unicorn blood. I don't know why anyone would want to hurt such an amazing creature.
I have heard of your friend Harry Potter. He's known to my kind, replied the centaur. My name is Firenze, and slaying a unicorn is blasphemous, a most serious offense. They're such a pure and innocent creature. Their blood can sustain the lives of those even on the brink of death. But there is a price. The drinker is forced to live a half-life, a cursed life, at least until they find a stronger source.
He gave Kellen a look.
You look wise far beyond your years, Kellen Grimseth. I assume you know what object is hidden beneath the castle.
Kellen arched an eyebrow.
The Philosopher's Stone, he replied quietly.
Firenze nodded.
And do you know who would be interested in obtaining that stone?
Kellen shrugged.
I would have thought Professor Snape, but I don't think that's likely. I think he's a jerk, but I don't think he's necessarily dark. I don't think immortality or omnipotence are goals of his.
He's misanthropic, but he has some honor, I think.
No, Ferenz replied. Someone far, far darker than he. Far more powerful, far more charismatic. Someone who was defeated years ago and has diminished to but a mere wisp, but has sought to return to power. The opportunity is nigh upon us.
You know who, whispered Kellen in revelation. Of course, but someone's got to be working with him. It's an inside jab. But who?
I cannot say, Kellen Grimseth, but that stone must be protected at all costs. The Dark Lord still has a loyal following to this day, and I am loath to think what could happen should he acquire that stone.
At that moment, Harry, Hagrid, Ronan, and Bane had joined up with Kellen and Ferenz. Harry was rubbing his forehead, indicating that something, or perhaps someone, very evil was in the vicinity.
My scar was burning intensely a moment ago, Harry admitted. I'm not sure who or what caused it, but it was definitely dark.
Kellen and Ferenz shared their findings with the others. Ronan, Bane, and Ferenz then discussed something in their native language for a moment before coming to a consensus.
Come, Ferenz said to Harry, Kellen, and Hagrid. Follow me. We must escort you to the edge of the forest. I know you're a formidable foe, Hagrid, but these children are not powerful or experienced enough to handle the dangers on their own. I believe they've seen enough action for one night.
When Harry and Kellen returned to their dormitory, Harry found a most welcome surprise when he pulled his sheets over. His invisibility cloak, neatly wrapped, with a little note attached, just in case. Harry was beyond relieved to find it, and both he and Kellen got a surprisingly good night's sleep.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.